Good morning to all of you, and thank you so much for the music already today. We look forward to a worship service where we are able to praise God and reflect on the word, on the music, and as we come together at the Lord's table. Thank you for being here, and we pray that this will be a time of uplifting for each of you. Please stand as we sing Love Shall Overcome.
When a bullet flies and a child dies, can we overcome? Can we overcome? And all we see is inequality. Can we overcome? Can we overcome? Love shall overcome. Love shall overcome. Love shall overcome. Love shall overcome. We refuse to be each other's enemy. We can overcome. We can overcome. When we listen to others' point of view, we can overcome. We can overcome. Love shall overcome. Love shall overcome. Love shall overcome. Love shall overcome.
That time we all heard it, cool and clear, cutting across the hot grit of the day. The major voice, the adult voice, foregoing rolling river, foregoing tearful tale of bale and barge, and other symptoms of an old despond. Warning, in music words devout and large, that we are each other's harvest. We are each other's business. We are each other's magnitude and bond.
Jesus loves.
Thank you so much, music team. It's always such a joy to be here with you and hear your beautiful music. Let's take a moment and practice what Sarneet often asks us to do when he comes up here, and just take a deep breath and bask in the music. So for those of you who were paying attention last Sunday when Lisa said that she would be here doing the next steps for the next 8 weeks, I'm not her. Congrats on recognizing that. Lisa will be doing next steps at the 11 o'clock service this morning. But I'm Becca Kramer-Mauder. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm also on the administrative board with Lisa. And my role on the administrative board is what the United Methodist Church calls staff parish relations. So it's a little bit of personnel stuff. It's a little bit of working with the broader church stuff. And I'm delighted to be here this morning with you to share some of our next steps in church. So welcome to those gathering online at the table.live and also in the Church Center app. Jay Phoenix, despite being in the room with us, is also our online host. She's good at multitasking. And she will be providing the bulletin link for those online. And for those here in the room, there's a QR code. It'll be on the screen. And also, if you're on the end of the seat, that's what that little thing is that falls off every time you sit. I want to thank Bishop Sally Dick, who will be with us for the next 3 weeks. And I also want to thank Reverend Motoi Yamada Four for also being with us this morning as our guest preacher. She's helping us to begin a new worship series this morning called Agape, Love is the Answer. And in this series, we're going to explore three different expressions of divine love rooted in the Gospel of John. As we continue to traverse this thin space, we recognize the need for the whole community to come together to support and to listen. And so there's going to be two in-person opportunities for our community to collectively process the place in which we find ourselves, facilitated by Bishop Sally Dick and also by Reverend Mike Harrell, who's been with us during this time. One will be today at 12:30, and the other will be next Sunday, same time. Both will be in the sanctuary, and there will be childcare provided. The sessions are open to all, and we encourage you to join, whether you're part of the kitchen table, whether you attend worship on Sundays regularly, or just occasionally. You're welcome. All are welcome here. And we would expect that each session is going to last about an hour. If you have questions about these gatherings or about our H Street campus here, I encourage you to email board member Lynn Edison. Lynn, I'm going to embarrass you and ask you to wave your hand so people can say hi to you. Lynn doesn't like being up here, but Lynn can be reached at hstreetcampus@thetableumc.org, and she can help answer questions. Our last offering of godly play will be Sunday, June 8th, and then the following Sunday on June 15th will be the first Sunday of our summer program. So if you're interested in helping with the children's summer program, please let Sarneet or Debbie or Kara know. And if you don't know who they are, Sarneet is often in the back helping with greet folks. Debbie is helping to get everything running smoothly, and Kara is going to be helping with communion liturgy today. Things are pretty busy all around the table, but especially at the Table Farm. We've completed the interviews for farm fellowships, and hiring is going to be beginning next week, and I can tell from Denise's grin that it is exciting what is going on there. But we also still need volunteers, so if you would like to sign up to volunteer at the Table Farm and join others in tending the land and growing food alongside our neighbors, please sign up for a volunteer shift. We're also continuing with our game night. Our next gathering for the game night will be Friday, June 6th, and you can find more outside at the Next Steps table between services. We're also going to be organizing a potluck brunch celebration on Saturday, June 7th at the Table Farm at 10:30 for Pride. So please join us. All are welcome. And we are beginning to organize a team from the table to join other United Methodist churches in the area for Pride March the following weekend on Sunday, June 15th. And if you would like to join Sarneet and assist others in our community, please let Sarneet know of your interest in representing us at Sacramento Pride.
Our Growing in Faith series are currently on pause, but if you want to know more about what this is and let us know your interest in the series for when it starts again, you can let us know by filling out the form on our website at thetableumc.org. All right, y'all, we made it through all the announcements. There's never a quiet moment here. I invite you to once again stand in body or spirit as we continue to move in worship with our music team sharing a song titled God is Love.
Please be seated. My name is Bryce McAnally, and I lead one of our, I think we're up to more than 30 kitchen tables now in this community. So very grateful to be a part of this community with you all. I want to invite our children to move from the sanctuary to their godly play sanctuaries. Our musicians will help us with some walking music, and I'll remind families that we receive an offering in godly play to support Mustard Seed School, which is a Montessori-based school for children who are part of families experiencing homelessness. Microphone. Hello, check, check, okay. Is this better? Thank you for letting me know. We have loving and professional care for our youngest children just down the hall. Those who are two and under are in the loft room throughout worship, and our 3 and 4 year olds are out on the playground. Our children in elementary school, kinder through sixth grade, will gather upstairs for godly play this morning. Our reading this morning is John chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. And I'll be sharing from the New Revised Standard Version. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. God has been glorified in him. God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
Good morning. I'm going to teach you how to say good morning in Japanese. Some of you may know it. So the state named Ohio, I was there. So can you say Ohio?
Ohio.
That's pretty much good morning in Japanese. Huh? You learn something new. So Ohio.
Ohio.
Great. Good job, everybody. I hope people online are saying it too. Ohio. Thank you. So my name is Motoe Yamada. For some of you may have remembered me. I was here once to preach. Table is my church conference, meaning I'm a pastor. I belong to this church. You don't see me often because I'm preaching at different churches. So I apologize. You may not recognize me, but I love this church, and I've been praying for you, and it's such an honor to be here today. I have a little announcement which connected to my work. I am a pastor of California Nevada Annual Conference for 20 years. Currently, I work for the denomination. My office is in Nashville. So I started to work at 5:30 a.m. every morning because it's in Central Time. And I work as the director of adult discipleship. So I work with people, adult 30 and older, which is most of the people. And we are doing a read a chapter a day project this summer. How many of you read the Bible? If you're comfortable, oh good, some of you, yes. This is to encourage everyone to read the Bible. And day after Pentecost, which is June 9th, 3,000 of us will be reading Book of Romans and 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. So we'd love to have you. Summertime, I know you travel, you have kind of a weird schedule, but this way, you at least commit once a day to read the Bible together. So I'll make sure to send the information to this church. So those of you who want to sign up, please join us with other 3,000 people to read the Bible together. So hope you can come join us. So I don't have any slides. I just said I'm listening to Holy Spirit. I've been listening to Holy Spirit as I'm getting ready for this Sunday. So sometimes the Holy Spirit takes me, and I just didn't know what was coming. So I prepared the message, but I didn't know how the slide's going to be. So I just said, let it be. Okay. So agape, the love is the answer, is the new series we're going to work on together. John 13, thank you for the scripture reading, we just read, is sandwiched between different things. And I encourage you to read the Bible because you got to read what's happening before and after of the story. Today's story, John chapter 13, starts with Jesus washing disciples' feet. You know that part, Jesus bent down and washed the disciples' feet? That's the beginning of John 13. And then immediately after, Jesus identified Judas and then tell him to go what he's supposed to do. So the first line of today's scripture, as he went out, Judas left the room. And then today's scripture, and then after that, talks about talking to Peter, you will deny me three times. So John is known to have a story between sandwich. So Judas left, today's scripture is happening, and then Peter's denial. So it's sandwiched in those stories. Just a reminder that Jesus is telling people, little children. Little children. I'm not little anymore. But, you know, think about children you just love. I hope you have someone in your life. They may not be little. Niece, nephew, part of the church, children, grandkids, someone you love. Just, you know, thinking about them, you just want to pour your love so much. Your heart will out for them because you love them so much. That's the God's feeling for us. I have two kids, and I keep telling them how much I love them, but I always tell them, you know, God loves you more. God loves you more. Because God loves you more than anyone you know. So today's scripture talks about you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. This is a famous passage and known as a new commandment. Something different about today's scripture is other scripture talks about love your neighbor as self. Any of you heard of that? Yeah. This one is different. It said love one another as Jesus loved us. If we are loving our neighbor, as we love ourselves, that's a little different from love one another as Jesus loved us. It feels a little higher than love yourself. I mean, love your neighbor as self. Jesus loved us. So how do you identify Jesus' love, agape, so that you can love one another? I'm going to make it really short because invite me back if you want to hear the whole story. But I was born and raised in Japan, and Japan, less than 1% of population are Christians. So I didn't know anything about Christianity. I really thought Christians eat human meat and drink human blood, well, communion, because I didn't know any Christians around me. I didn't know any English. My dad was a Buddhist monk. So really, completely different world I grew up. To make a long story short, I'm going to skip. So the skipping part, if you want to hear, let me know. I decided to devote myself to help people. My parents got divorced, and just long story, but skip forward, I came to the United States. Didn't know anyone. I went to Toledo, Ohio. Ohio, good morning. Hey, I knew that. But they didn't know that. Didn't speak English. I learned English, so I could read maybe fourth grade level English, but I couldn't speak. If I go to the grocery store and people ask, you know, paper bag, plastic bag, I just smile and standing there because I have no idea what they're talking about. Didn't speak a word of English. Didn't know Jesus. Here I am. A lot of things happened, but I remember one day vividly, my pastor invited me, and then I kept asking her questions, and then one day, she said, Jesus loves you. Would you raise your hand? You ever heard of that? Jesus loves you. Did you heard of that? Okay. I kept saying, I don't want to be Christian. I like Jesus as a cool dude. He's very devoted to, you know, social justice, serve the least of the least, and I liked him as a person. But I'm not going to be a Christian. I love the community because they just poured love for me. And I question, I cannot give anything back to you. I'm an immigrant. I don't speak English. I don't have money. I can't return anything to you. And the community of faith, the Christian group, kept pouring love to me. And I go like, why? Why? What's the benefit for you? Why do you do that? Why do you love me? And I don't get it. But that day when she said, Jesus loves you the way you are. Jesus loves you the way you are. Suddenly felt someone put the water on me, warm water. And I'm looking at my hand, and I saw water-looking thing around my hand, and I didn't know what was happening. And then next thing, I saw myself in the room. And then I saw the building I was in. And I saw the city I was in. And I was floating in darkness, feeling unconditional love. At that time, I knew Jesus loved me before I was born. Jesus loved me even when I struggled so much considering to end my life. And Jesus loves me now. And Jesus will love me forevermore. Then I was back in the office. I just said, I gotta go. I didn't know what happened. And I left. But for me, that was the moment to feel Jesus' love. And that's what I wanted to share with others. Jesus loves you. For me, love another as Jesus loved us. I go back to the moment of unconditional love. And I want to share with others. He continued to say, love each other so they know you are his disciples, so you are Christians. Do you act that way? If someone suddenly come and live with you for a month or two, do you think they will know, like, wow, this person's really Christian? I can tell from everything they do. I don't know. If you ask my kids, I don't know what they say about me. It's challenging because many of us are Sunday morning Christians. We pretend we are Christian Sunday morning. Moment we leave, some of us forget. How about 7 days a week? Are you full-time Christian? Or part-time Christian? Or Sunday morning Christians? Love one another as Jesus loved us. I wanted to share Archbishop Desmond Tutu. By the way, Bishop Sally and I go back like 20 years. We served on the WCC, World Council of Churches. She is just amazing that with all the people around the world, Christian coming together, and many of them have this traditional wear and like strong men, and then usually she's the only women bishop, and she's so strong. She won't back down in those like, you know, argument or people who say women shouldn't be preaching, all those things. She is standing as our witness and model, and I'm just very thankful to have her with us. And as a part of World Council of Churches, General Assembly, General Assembly, we gather together in Brazil. Oh, we have two from Brazil, yay! Georgia Dominguez, who's also my longtime friend, is here. I remember meeting Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Anybody know, heard of him, Archbishop Desmond Tutu? He's an African black Archbishop of Episcopal Church, and he got the Nobel prize winner. He is a Nobel Peace Prize winner. He is one of the people I met in my life. I wondered if Jesus was here, that's the presence. He preached on love, but also when I talked to him, I knew the love. I wonder that's like Jesus loved one another. But also he's a living witness. He is African in South Africa. He went through the apartheid. People kicked him, abused him, treated him whole horrible ways. There's a time that he was preaching and then police will come and try to arrest everyone and use violence to stop the worship. Yet, he will share Jesus' love because Jesus taught us to love one another as Jesus loved us. Although he went through so many struggles, he didn't stop. He continued to show we love one another because Jesus taught him so. So when he's standing, I could feel I can be who I am because of what he did and he continued to do for Jesus. So question today is, can you think of maybe one person this week that you can share, love one another? Think of someone. And it's easy to love someone who loves us. Sometimes it's easy to love someone who are a stranger who have nothing to do with us. It's hard to love someone who doesn't like us, who hate us, who make us feel miserable. It's your choice. I'm a coach, so I always ask, what's your next step? I love that your church has a next step announcement. One person, love one another as Jesus loved you. Who are the one person, and what do you think you're going to do? Love one another as Jesus loved us. So that's one question I have. But I want to go back to as Jesus loved you. When we go through difficult time, sometimes it's hard to share our love to others. Like when you are hungry, when you are sick, all those things happening, sometimes it's hard to be nice to others or show love. I want to remind you of self-care. Anybody heard of self-care? Okay, you heard of it. Do you do self-care? See, I heard nodding for self-care. I heard of it, but if I ask, do you do self-care? I don't see many nodding. I want you to be gentle. Sometimes we are in a space that we want to be reminded of Jesus' love. How you feel Jesus loves you may be different. Maybe hanging out with your friends, hanging out with your family. We're just alone walking for the walk. We're reading the Bible. I don't know how you feel God's love and self-care. But there is a time we want to do that so we can truly love one another. And I wanted to share this centering prayer. Anybody have done centering prayer? Some of you? Okay. So this is my version of it, and I don't know if this is accurate as you know. So what it is that we're going to be silent for a couple of minutes, and we're going to have a beautiful, soft music. And don't do it now, but imagine you are in somewhere comfortable and feel warm, okay? I love Asha Bathhouse. Do you know Asha Bathhouse near here? It has sauna and hot bath, and I love going there to feel the warmth. And you don't have to be that way, but you can pick your porch and feeling the sun hitting you. You can imagine yourself in a warm bath. Well, you can imagine you are snuggling up with a blanket. Don't fall asleep. But just place that you feel comfortable. Place you feel comfortable and warm. Unlike other prayers, you usually list up the things that you want to say to Jesus, or list up the thing that you want to listen to from God. Centering prayer, you don't have to say anything. You just be in the moment. So be in the moment when you feel comfortable and when you feel warm. And if you really, it may need a little practice. If you really, this is not working, then there are prayer stations around. So you're welcome to light the candle and pray. But I want you to do this. This is a practice that I do with some of the pastors. And sometimes we just want to be in the center and then just be in the presence of God and feel warm so we can love one another as Jesus taught us. Agape, love is the answer. We want to share love to others. So we want to be centered in Jesus and feel, be reminded of the love. Okay, ready to go? Okay, so you're going to close your eyes. Close your eyes. No one's going to attack you. I will keep my eyes open so you can be in the safe place. And as the music starts slowly, take a deep breath and breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Be in the place, just feel the warmth. You are comforted. You are loved. Keep breathing in, breathing out. Feel the love. I hope you feel the warmth and felt God's love. God is holding you, healing you, and calling you. Jesus says, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. Love, agape, is the answer. love that shows up in struggles, love that makes room for doubt, love that listens, forgives, begins again. Love does not require perfection, only presence. So even in the season of uncertainty, may you find your strength in the simple, sacred act of loving one another. And in doing so, may the world know you belong to Christ. I hope you will continue to practice the centering prayer. You can do this at home. Don't do it in the car if you're driving, because you have to close your eyes. Do this so you can feel love, so you can share the love to others. And I hope you do something about one person you picked in your mind for this week. As I said, I didn't know anything about Jesus. I didn't speak English. Many years later, I'm standing in front of you half across the world, speaking English, talking about Jesus. Never ever thought this will happen in my life. But anything is possible with God. Anything is possible with God, with you. You have so much potential. Know that Jesus loves you the way you are. So share the love. Go and share the love of Christ to others. Amen.
I invite you to stand in body or in spirit and join me in a call and response prayer of confession. Let us pray. Merciful God and wounded healer, free us from ways of being that contribute to suffering. Forgive us, O God, and guide us toward paths of justice and healing. Help us to embody your love, which knows no bounds and embraces all. Amen. The divine light shines upon all, offering grace upon grace. No matter the shadows of our past, God longs for us to experience a deeper sense of recovery, healing, and remaking. In the boundless love of the holy, may we find our wounds tended and our spirits restored. Friends, hear and receive the good news. In the embrace of the divine, we are forgiven. Our bodies are loved, and we are made new. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Let us join now in the call and response, which has become the way of the church throughout the generations to recognize and celebrate the presence of Christ in every neighbor. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
And I invite you to turn and share a symbol of peace with those nearby.
Peace.
God, we give you praise and thanks for this holy communion.
In the beginning, when all was chaos, when water and earth had yet to take shape, God, the sculptor, the painter, the creator, touched the swirling mass. And God's hand separated the earth from water and the water from the sky. God touched the earth, and plants turned green and fruit grew ripe. To celebrate, God threw holy fireworks into the sky, placing the stars in the heavens. God touched the oceans and rivers and ponds, and all kinds of swimming beings made waves in the water. God reached to the sky, and all kinds of things with wings took flight. And God said, "This is good." When everything else was done, God took clay and formed an image of God's own self and breathed into it God's own breath and said, "You are the one I have been imagining. You and everything you see around you is my beloved creation, and all of it is good." But it wasn't good for long, because God's people cannot be faithful despite God's generosity and goodness. So God reached inside God's own heart and pulled out truth and compassion and justice and put them inside a form the people might recognize: a holy human being named Jesus. And God set Jesus on the earth to remind us of all that God had made us to be. If we would abide in God's love as Jesus abided in God's unfolding grace.
Could to tell us how much God loves us and to show us how to love each other. But we couldn't accept that. We couldn't agree about it, and we were afraid. The principalities and powers that lure us to turn against the way made known in the life, ministry, and love of Jesus. And in the end, Jesus was given away by the very people who thought they loved him best, because the challenge was too much. But before Jesus was taken away, he gathered his friends around a table and promises us, that he would never leave us alone, but he would come back and take us home with him. And like those long ago friends, we don't always understand the message Jesus brings to us or what his coming and going and coming again means to us. We can only be grateful and sing this mystery of faith. That night, when Jesus gathered his friends together, he took the simple food that was their Passover dinner, bread and wine, and he blessed it and gave thanks to God and said, "I'm sharing this meal with you now so that you can share it together whenever you gather to remember me." Together, the words Jesus taught his disciples and have been formed and reformed throughout the generations. This morning, we'll share a paraphrase of the Lord's Prayer from the New Zealand Prayer Book. Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echoes through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the earth. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love,
now and forever.
Amen.
Pour out your spirit on our bodies in this moment. Pour out your spirit on the gifts before us and make these gifts, the body and love of Christ, make us through them, Christ's body, alive in the world. Amen.
I invite you to be seated. All are welcome to the table of God's love. In the United Methodist Church, the table is open to all people, and we know that all means all. We encourage those at home to light a candle and gather bread and juice in whatever form you might have. And please know, whether you're online or here in the sanctuary, you do not need to be a member of this church or of any denomination in order to participate. For some of us, this is a weekly practice, lifelong. For others, we may not have dared to come to the table in quite some time. Wherever you find yourself today, you cannot make a mistake. We will have two stations here in the front and one in the back of the sanctuary. Each station has freshly made bread and gluten-free crackers in the center, juices in the cup so that all may participate. And we invite you to take a piece of the bread or a cracker, dip it in the juice, and then make your way around the sides. We have prayer stations set up. You can linger there as long as you might desire and return to your pews whenever you feel ready. Let's move together with tender care in this divine dance of love.
This is the body of Christ and bread of life broken for you. This is God's love poured out for you. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Broken for you, and the blood of Christ shed for you.
Amen.
Body of Christ broken for you. And the blood of Christ shed for you. Thank you.
loving God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery through which you reveal yourself to all of creation. May your peace make us one and call us to love one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, our hope. Amen. I have trouble transitioning out of this space and the music, and I just want to linger sometimes, but I know we have to move on, so I'm going to do that graciously. In addition to responding to God's love by coming to the table, we invite you to join us in giving generously to support the ministries at the table. The generosity of our community allows us to lean into God's unfolding call on our lives and align more deeply with God's healing love and justice in the world. We encourage you to make a gift today by placing a check in the offering plate or by giving online at thetableumc.org. I invite us to stand, whether in body or spirit, as our musicians send us out with a song called "We Are on This Earth to Love."
If you are a soprano or you have a high speaking voice like I do, you're going to sing with me and I'm going to teach you my part. I'm going to sing it about four times, so feel free to jump in whenever. And also, if you don't want to do that, you can make up your own part.
We are on this earth to love,
just like that.
We are.
Your voice isn't awake, like all the way up there. Come and join me. I'm gonna sing a little bit lower.
We are on this earth to love.
Join me.
We are on this earth to love.
Two more.
We are on this earth to love. We are.
Sing low, not that low, but if you'd like to sing low, this is your part. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We are on this earth to love. We are on this earth to love. We are on this earth to love.
One more time.
Earth to love.
And that's it.
on this earth to love. And we've just heard how God loves each and every one of us. But then now we're leaving the space. And as we go forth, may we know again that love deep in our hearts, that we can share it with all those around us. Through the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the marvelous love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen.
Do it all again.